Shachaim Shar Dalad Per Chavtas.
Chit Chas V'Sholem. Same thing can be the opposite Chas V'Sholem. Oven B'Tol Torah V'Gam Kein Keneged Kulam. We're saying that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam means that just like every mitzvah is mechaya, a different part of a person, but the Torah is mechaya the entire person. Same thing the other way. If a person's oivin avera, so he's weakening that part of him that avera is connected. Shachia shal kedusha v'ara elyon soit shem v'ayis baruch hashor el kol eiver mistalekes imen echas v'sholom. A certain chias, a shvah from Hashem, goes away. Instead, the negative force of Zitra'acha is there. He's missing that Eivor. He doesn't have it, right? There's Shasa, Mitzvah, and Ramach. Each one is connected, and a person is also made up of Shasa and Ramach. And each thing is connected, each mitzvah or aveira is connected to that part of him. So yesterday we talked about mitzvahs, now we're talking about aveiras. That if he doesn't have aveira, so it's going to weaken that aveira, that aveira is connected. And it's whatever koyach alakus he had, and it's going to replace it with negative. And he's like a baal mom, he's mechus aveira, he's missing that aveira. He's missing that aveira. Is that a chelik of that? Is that necessarily do the avera with that chelik? It's the shasah, a person that Ramachi brought him and shasah gidim. So it means that, it means in his neshama too, this Ramach and the 613 parts. And it means, what's mechaya in each part of a person? What gives him life? What gives him that koyach and lakus? So each mitzvah is connected. Even every mitzvah in every has a part of that person that it's connected. I mean, he does the mitzvah or he holds back from the avera, he's mechazik that part of himself. And he brings more lakos into that part of himself. But when he's over that avera, so what he's doing is he's killing that part of himself, that avera, that it's connected. And Mamela, he's called a bamum. It's like he's missing an avera, he's a bamum. He says, but just like we said, litzad, on the mitzvah side, so we said that the Torah, that's not connected one Eivor, the Torah is connected the entire person. And he says that's what Talmud Torah connected Kulam is. So he says, so too, on the other side, Bovin Bittul Torah Chas HaShalem, who Poigim is Kolei Bar V'Gidov. Again, it's Poigim the entire person. V'chol Kachos of Kulam, V'chiyis HaKadush Rokol Gufay. That Kadush he had inside of him, Mr. Lekas, who now is a tech of Kameis Mamish, Ein Lei Shum Chiyis Chas HaShalem. Kamashikos of Kihu Chayecho. That's it. He's left like a mace. His whole chiyus comes from the koyach hakadusha, and now he took it all away. Uchmoy shomu chazal. Ma'idach siv atas adam kedgei hayam. Man should be like the fish of the sea. Lomenim shlo bnei adam kedgei hayam. Lomelucha madogim shbiyam kevin shparshim in ma'im miyad mesim. I saw in a sefer once, for the Maimorim. What the Maimorim was? What's the name of Maimorim? Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, I think was his name. Is that his name? It's like a Talmud of Rav Kook. What? Yeah. It's about many sforim called Maimorim. What? No, so I saw for the Maimorim once, he said, that's Pshat, when the Nochash said to Chavo, Chava said, we can't eat it, the mois tamus, we will surely die. And he said, Loi mois tamusin. Loi mois tamusin, not going to die. So what he was saying was, Chava understood the difference between going after Hashem and not going after Hashem is life and death. And the Nachash was saying, it's not life and death. You can have stuff in between also. Loi mois tamusin. That's what he was telling her. It's not that once you have that, it's not two choices. Follow Hashem or death. It's things in between also. Loi mois tamusin. Here's a whole.
What's also very nice on this.
So, what? Oh, yes, that's what he's saying over here. That's the Gemara says. So he's here going on Limud HaTorah itself, because that is something that's connected to the entire person, whereas a single mitzvah is connected only one part of the person. But it's the same idea.
And a very nice, if it's even more from what you were saying before about the Avar Avarim, said that I was in Yeshiva in the Gush in Limud HaMitol. So the fact that on this Gemara,
yeah.
The fact of the matter is when a fish comes straight out of water, you don't see that it dies straight away, because the fish actually, when you take it out of water, jumps around, it actually looks very alive.
It looks
right?
Very, it looks even more alive, but it's really dumb.
So you said that's exactly the chav, because the fish is out of water, doesn't have air,
right.
It's not living, it's existing.
Right.
In other words, it's flapping around in desperation to get air so they can live, but it's in a dying process.
Right, right.
And that, there's no life in there, it's just like an existence, it's like spasms, but it looks like it's alive, right? Because it's moving still.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Of course, you see people who are alive. Yeah. They didn't die suddenly. They're not living. It's mamish like the fish. It's a real true example. They're actually all alive, but it's an existence.
Really dying, right. Very good. Fine, yeah. Yeah, very good. Mehimno, Parsha Shmini, Yam, just like their life is in the water. After the Chachamim Bali Mishra Chiyusim B'Torah, their life is in the Torah. When the Frodim B'Torah Miyan Mason, you see there's such thing. You see like a Darli Adar, like they can't live a second without, you know. That's it. It's like a fact. It's not even like can't live a second without Torah. Can't live a second. He sees this. You know.
It becomes like air.
It's mamish like air. Somebody told me once a mice. I don't know if the facts were straight. So I don't want to say it over. But a certain Godel, his wife was nefteris or something. And he went and, you know, she was nefteris, and then like a second later, like a minute later, whatever. He was back. He was learning. And someone said, "What is he? What do you mean he's learning?" You know what I'm saying? Like. This, you know, what are you doing? So somebody else said, "What are you talking about? Don't you understand that he can't breathe without it? It's mamish air. There's such people." So anyway, yeah, that's the idea.
Wasn't they saying about the bathroom's always sweating and red?
Yeah, from trying not to think. Yeah. Yeah, it's like mamish like to feel like.
I think my wife, when she worked in the medical ethics research in Mahoshes, the Chekar Rufuah Malacha, and she used to take a lot of the Rav Shlomo Zalman, used to give a lot of tshuvas. In fact, she took, I think, his last tshuva was to do the crock pot, using it on Shabbos or something, because it had an effect or whatever. I can't remember if it was through his son or through his nephew, she used to give the tshuvas and they used to converse. But she asked once, like, where does he would never answer, like he always said to you, never answer a shayla unless he mamash would have learned,
right.
He had to understand from the secular technical,
right, what it is, what the Metzius is, yeah.
I can't remember the without understanding technically how rules, they would go and take the thing apart.
Right.
She's like, where do you like get like your knowledge? It's like in the toilet, you like, he's got degrees in
the
secular thing, you've got to keep your mind mitasek about the.
Right.
Sciences.
That's right. No, everything. Oh, good. B'zeo shom chazal amroya adam shesurim ba'am alav. If a person sees his surim coming, gemar and brachas, yifashvish b'maisav. Check. You should check. Look into his deeds. He should make a cheshbon nefesh and see. Tishvish l'matze. If he didn't find anything wrong, he's not doing anything wrong. Yitle b'bitul torah. L'chare yipale. Came in Jewish brother of b'bitul torah chas v'sholom. He's asking a question in the Gemara. What do you mean? He didn't find anything? So be tired of the title? No, that means he found something. What do you mean? How did he miss that? Rashi already was addressing this kasha. Because he says there, meaning this, the Gemara means he didn't find any, that he did anything. That these Yisurin, that he should deserve these Yisurin. Oh, and he can't find it, then he should be toiling above and bittul Torah. I don't know, let's see what he means. I'm not sure what that means. But who? Because the person gets midah k'negen midah. That's like you were saying before. The chait, the eiv that he used for a certain chait, maybe love yisur. That's the eiv. He should get yisur. Now he spoke a lot of lashon hara. He should get something wrong with his mouth. You know, if people, you know, that are living with pure hashkacha, that's how it should work. Why? Because the Baruch Shem doesn't give you surin for fun, chas v'shalom. The whole point is that a person should wake up and realize what went wrong. So Hashem gives the surin midah k'neged midah davka because you should be able to understand from what's happening what the thing was. So that he can change it. Right? That's how Hashem works. That's how Hashem works with us. It's an unbelievable idea because you're used to the idea of midah k'neged midah, but sometimes you don't really think about, yeah, but why should it be that way? Yes, it's matim, it's symmetrical, it makes sense, but why? Like, who cares? The teretz is because the only reason to be certain in the first place is because Hashem wanted you to fix something. So if you won't do midah k'neged midah, how are you supposed to figure out what you're supposed to fix? The whole idea of midah k'neged midah is that you should be able to figure out through the yisurin what the problem was. Okay, so what does that have to do with this Gemara in Brachos? That's what it says. If a person sees a surin coming, you find shvish from ma'isa. You should check his deeds. And through the surin, he should figure out what he did wrong. But if he checked and he found nothing wrong, he sees the surin coming on a certain aver or in a certain way, and he looks into that aver or into that way, and he sees, well, I didn't do anything wrong in that area. I didn't do anything wrong that these Yisroel should come midah k'neged midah for this thing. Then yitlo b'bitul Torah, ki ba'avim b'bitul Torah l'shayich midah k'neged midah, ki b'tul l'chad v'sholom v'nugeh l'kol gufay, eizu makam eizu e'vashiyah. Then you should know it's a b'bitul Torah, because b'bitul Torah is the entire person. That's what he's saying. And since it's the entire person, wherever those Yisroel came, it's matim to the midah k'neged midah of the oven of b'bitul Torah. In other words, he had Yisurim with his arm or something. And he thought about it, and he said, nothing wrong with his arm. Nothing happened. And I know Hashem only works midah k'neged midah, so what could it be? So Teretz says, toilet all oven b'tol Torah, because oven b'tol Torah affects it, every part of you. So wherever you find those, wherever the Yisurim are, whatever chelik of you those Yisurim are in, whatever area, it always could be because of oven b'tol Torah. So it says, that's what you should say, that's what the Gemara means. The time of Shadavar, the reason is, k'moshe k'safti le'el b'shar alef ha'rivav. Like we discussed, Shemakor Shar Shem Elyon Shal Mitzvus Tuliyas Kshuas Besoyed Hashir Koyma. Right, we have like we discussed in Shar Aleph. There's this Shalsheles that we connected lower level to the higher. Upirke Makava Soyed Adam Elyon Kaviyachos Shakom Mitzvah Pratis Shar Shem Elyon Koshev and Echos Ba'ilu Makoyach Echad Meashir Koyma. That's where everything we do pulls the chain and has an effect up in the higher levels. Ichin zeh kol adam shugamkin mesukin and mesudah b'chol ebar v'gidah v'prokah v'chol protik v'choysa v'tavnis t'masim ha'kava v'shir koyma. The person is a microcosm of everything that's going on in the olamas, and therefore every part of him affects everything. Every action he does affects everything that's happening in the olamas. But lazois kol mitzvahs mechuneves neged eivet oygid echad protik shabadam. Canal, like we said. In other words, each a person's a microcosm of different ruchnis, koiches that eventually mishtal shall to lead to his physical existence. Right? So each part of him is connected a different koich, and each part of him can affect different koich. So that's what it means. Every mitzvah, and that's what the mitzvahs are. Every mitzvah gives chios to that specific koyach that's connected to that part of the person. He says, but what do we learn in Shad Aleph? That the Torah is on top of all of that. The Torah is the thing, the concept that's mashpia to give chias and life to everything, all of the worlds, from top to bottom. So Mamela, that's why, that's the pshat, that through the oven of Bittul Torah, it affects the whole person. That's what he's learning Talmud Torah Keneged Kula means. And that's why it could also, Litzad HaToiv, be a Marpeh for the entire person, not just one Chelek of him.